8 Things You Should Know Before Visiting Mexico. Mexico is a big country with an endless variety of landscapes, mountains, lakes, deserts, beaches and much more, so you will have to think well about where you really want to go. The most popular destinations are undoubtedly the Mexican beaches and the famous Riviera Maya. The Yucatan Peninsula is one of the top destinations for tourists from all over the world, as it has a warm tropical climate almost all year round, turquoise waters with fine sandy beaches, lots of history and culture, all of which conspire to make this Mayan paradise a favorite among travelers. If you're planning to visit the Riviera Maya, here are 8 things you should know before you come. 1. The best time to travel. The busiest seasons in the Riviera Maya are summer and winter, but that doesn't mean they are the best times to travel. During the high season, there are more tourists, prices are higher, and availability is limited. So, if you don't have a specific date for your holiday, we recommend traveling in autumn. The months of September, October, and November are low season, which means fewer crowds, empty beaches, no queues, and it's easier to take pictures without people. 2. What is Mexico celebrating during your stay? As you know, Mexico is a land of traditions. When something is celebrated, it is celebrated in a big way. There are many dates to consider when planning your trip, as most establishments hold special events to mark these days. For example, during the month of September, Mexico celebrates its Independence Day, probably the most important day of the year for Mexicans. The celebration permeates every corner of the country, and the party goes on all night long. If you come a little later, in November, you can enjoy another of the most famous Mexican festivities, the Day of the Dead. These dates are the perfect moment to taste the best food Mexican gastronomy has to offer and to get to know the history and customs of this country that are still alive today. If you want to find out which are the most important fiestas in Mexico, click on the following link, https://consulmex.sre.gov.mx/detroit/index.php/contacto/dias-festivos. You can also check which holidays are celebrated in each state, https://sic.cultura.gov.mx/lista.php?table=sign festividad=ampersand=disculina=sign=estado_id=. 3. Which places to visit? Who hasn't wanted to visit a certain place while on holiday but couldn't because of distance or time constraints? That's why we recommend planning a tour before you reach your destination, so you can fit in more places and squeeze the most out of your valuable time. It is important to know which are the most recommended tourist sites in your destination, so you can decide which ones you absolutely don't want to miss. Or perhaps there are several places along a certain route, and that way you could visit several tourist spots in one day. Here is an article on the 5 best excursions in the Riviera Maya to inspire you and help you organize your itinerary. And if that's not enough, we also want to show you the 5 best cenotes found in the Yucatan Peninsula. 4. Taste authentic Mexican food. Burritos, nachos, and many other foods that are served around the world as Mexican cuisine are a far cry from what your average Mexican is used to eating. When you visit our country, you will be surprised by the variety of food available and how delicious it all is. Moreover, people in this region love spicy food, which you should check out for yourself. Find out which are the hottest chilies in Mexico. You can find Mexican food in the restaurants of our Princess Riviera Maya hotels. Try it, you won't be disappointed. 5. Public health measures. You should be aware that in Mexico it is no longer compulsory to wear a mask. However, people are advised to continue to be cautious and, in an effort to avoid contagion, wear a mask if you are taken ill as a mark of respect towards those around you. A negative test is not required to enter the country, and it is no longer compulsory to wear a mask in indoor public spaces. However, gel dispensers are still available for those who wish to use them. 6. Sargassum is not always there. We know that this is an issue that worries tourists, and we want to tell you that it is easy to know when you will find less sargassum on the beach. In autumn and winter. Due to the windier conditions, sargassum arrives in smaller quantities during these months. The beaches are then cleaner and boast the classic turquoise color for which the Caribbean is known. Here you can check the state of the beaches in terms of sargassum in the state of Quintana Roo, https://www.viagifis.com/sargasso-n-quintana-roo. 7. Mexican currency. The official currency in Mexico is the Mexican peso, but almost everywhere in the country there are shops, especially in tourist areas such as the beach, that accept dollars, euros, or pounds, so you don't always need to change your currency. However, there are also countless local businesses that still do not accept dollars or credit cards. You may come across a street vendor offering you a snack, and it's always better to have some cash on hand than to go hungry. 8. Plan your trip to Cancun International Airport with time to spare. One of the biggest fears when traveling is the possibility of missing a flight. While renovations to Cancun's federal highway have been completed, we recommend you allow plenty of time for your trip to Cancun International Airport in order to allow for traffic delays. We hope you find all these tips useful when the time comes to plan your next holiday to the Riviera Maya. If you have any questions, make sure to ask us in the comments.